There's a vark, it says in the Zohar, Elain Sidron the Gulgal Lasein. The Eila Mishpatim, this is the thing that's misgalgal. They bring down a pshat that a person comes back in a Gilgal. Let's say he was chayiv to a person one peruta. He has to come back in a Gilgal. He has a chayiv, he has to pay it back. I saw brought down a story, it's a chiddush from the Chazanish, that someone once found something in the street that Alpi Din was mutter already because aimed by Simon. But the person asked the Chazanish, Abredoch, after the Bailam wasn't miyayish, he had nervin. So the Chazanish said, Adarabba, if you're talking that this person owes you a pruta, he came back in a Gilgal because he has to give you back a pruta. Had he been miyayish already for falling, his vaykanish, some tafke. Faker, the ikr is that you're zoichin it from him before then. There's a remez when we do the sugi, Baba Metzia, Baba Kama, we have all saved in Ezekiel in this week's parsha. Ha-mishpotim, as a remez, could be a Rosh HaTevis. Hey is ha-moitzi mechaver al-avaraya. Mem is muchzik. Shin is shuda de-daini. Pei is pshora, sugin Sanhedrin. Tes is taninon. Yud is yachloiku. And the mem could be munach ha-tshiyovi aliyo. Now the shaila is, where's Kol Dolem Govar? So the pshat is, what? Taninon. Where's Kol Dolem Govar? So it's a machlekes if Kol Dolem Govar is only a siluk, so then it's not a psak. And like the rush that it is, so I found the asher, like Rabbeinu Asher, tossim lefneim. That's good for the psak of the Kol Dolem Govar. That's Bederech Remez. Asher tossim lefneim, Rashi says, lefneim kishulchan aruch umuchan lecha lefnei adam. This is Shulchan Aruch, all the dinim in Shulchan Aruch. The emes is, it's Yedua. The Chidah brings that in the door of the Beis Yosef, there were b'emes three tzaddikim, that the name was Yosef, that they be'etzem in Hashemayim, it was Miyuah, that one of them was going to write a Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi Yosef Cairo, the Mari Ben Lev, he's also Rabbi Yosef, and there was a third one, he wrote a pirate, there are many pirates Yosefs for him, pirates Yosef, Yosef Tiachik. And Lamaisa was Nizgal in the end, Meroiv in Vasanusai, it was Nizgal to be the base Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Cairo, who wrote a Pirish on the Rambam called Kesef Mishnah, a Pirish on the Tor called Beis Yosef, and then he wrote a Shulchan Aruch. It's Yedua that there was a Rav, a young Rav, in Kruke, Rav Moshe Ishalis, he was Nifter in his 30s, he was Mamish Nifter as a young man, and he also wrote a Pirish on the Tor called Darkei Moshe. And when he heard that the base Yosef, the elder tzaddik God Lador, he was now Yisrael already, had written a pirush on the Torah. He was nevater, and he didn't put out his Darkei Moshe. A few years later, Nochamo, the Beis Yosef, wrote a Shulchan Aruch, and the Rav Moshe Ishalis Tzveikenmo wrote a sefer as well in such a style. Aberet Gehert, he was nevater. The Beis Yosef wrote, so he wrote only a mappa. The Shulchan Aruch has a mappa, the tablecloth. The mappa is the remote. The emissary of Shulchan Aruch now, as it developed over the years, has Shach, Mogen Avram, Taz, Tzoy, Spir, Agroch, Veis, Agansa thing. The emissary when Shulchan Aruch came out, it was, we'll call it a Kitzer, Shulchan Aruch, that's what it was. As a matter of fact, there's a Geshmaki Yediyah, in the end of Choshen Mishpat Simin, Mem Gimel, it suddenly says, that without warning, Ad Kan Yoyim Chafalis. And there's a Machloikas Shach and Taz, what does that mean? Sma and Shach. The Sma says, the Shach brother ties it into the Nitin over there. It's a guy who wrote a shtar, Ad Sheyavar Pesach. So it's how many days between Pesach and Shavuos? So it's Ad Kan Yom Chafal. 21 days into the Omer is already halfway up. So he has a whole shtickle there. Oh, but the Sma says, no, you have to realize when the original print in Venezia, they put out the Shulchan Aruch, it was a small book that was broken into 30 chapters so you could finish it every Chodesh. Yachzer al Talmud. And over there, it said every day, it said Ad Kan Yom Chaf Gimel Chafdal. Everything got out when they reprinted. The Ad Kan Yom Chafalif. Hot Gibliden. There's a very interesting remez that Eurechayim, Yoredeya, Eben Ezra, and Choshen Mishpat is Gematria 1705. There are 697 Simonim in Eurechayim, 403 in Yoredeya, 178 in Eben Ezra, and 427 in Choshen Mishpat. That's also Gematria 1705. An interessante nekuda. Yeah, so the first parasha is this, Kisikne Eved Ivri. The Gemara says in Kiddushin, Eved Ivri, Oyved Esaben, Ve'eni Oyved Esabas. There's no din of Yerusha by Eved Ivri, only he goes to the Ben. If there's no Ben, he goes out free. Mises Adon. If there's a Ben, it goes to the Ben. But if there's no Ben, it doesn't go to the Bas, doesn't go. What about the Neched, the Ben Gnoi? I think the Neches Chinuch, you have to know. But only a Ben. If you're doing it, Neches Chinuch is Mechadish, that it's not the Pshat that is Yerusha by Eved Ivri. No, the Torah was Magbil only to Ben. The Emes is Bechlal no Din Yerusha. There's a special Nayadin, a Din of Ben. An Ayadvar, Ben. He has common afkaminis. One of the afkaminis he wants to say is that a Bechor doesn't get Pishnaim. There's no Pishnaim Eved Ivri. If they're going to split it up at different days, there's no reason the Bechor gets Pishnaim. The Emes is Rav Shimon Shkoop, Din Zechon this, he says, Loilom, the din of Eved Ivri Oyvedes HaBen is Yerusha of Ben. It's not a din of Yerusha. It's not a Naya Parsh. It's Parshas Pinchas. But it's Yerusha, but only for a Ben. Not for a Bas, not for an Ach, and not for a Bechor. Bechor is not Ben, it's an Naya thing. It's called Bechor. You don't have to say, Azoy Vayt Vidim Chaskinah, that the din of Ben is Bechal not Parshas Yerusha. It could be it's Parshas Yerusha, but Bechor Nisht. The Iker is Yifardin. There's a famous Gemara Baba Basra that asks, that it says, Yakir, a father is never to say Zebini Bechor. Frek the Gemara, what's the kunz? That he's never to say Zebini Bechor. You can give your money to whoever you want. You can make it Tzavah. You can give him your money anyways. You want to give him double fine. What's the kunz that you nem on Loimar? Zebini Bechor. So the Gemara says, a whole Nafkamina by a guy says, you can't write a Tzavah. Frek in the Achroinim, what do you mean? The Nafkamina should be Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri you can't give away in a Tzavah to somebody. It would be a Nafkamina by Eved Ivri that you're Yakir, that he's your Bechor. Abolite the Melchus Chinuch is good. There's no din of Bechor by Eved Ivri. The Gemara couldn't say that would be the Nafkamina. What?
Even if you're sure.
Yeah, like the Melchus Chinuch or B'Shem Shkabs. Either would explain that there's no din of Bechor. There's a Yidua, Rabbi Chanan and Kaivit Shiurim and Kedushin brings a word from Rabbi Shua Leib Diskin based on a Medrash. The Pasuk says here by the Eved Mirza, Im Omar Yoimar Ha'Eved. Ahavti Sadoi Nisishti Vesbonai. The Medrash says, Moshe Rabbeinu was davening to go into Eretz Yisrael. At the end of the midbar, and he says, "Ahafti es adoyni zu kadosh baruch hu, es ishti zu atoyra, es bani zu klal yisrael." Lo yaitzei chofshi. I don't want to go chofshi. I want to be mamshich with them. I want to go into Eretz Yisrael. That was Moshe's tefila. Voeschanum gematria 515 tefilos. One of the tefilos was this derher, this knukuda. Every tefila was a different tefila. Nishmen nochamo, right? Not like the pshat that says that from Tesvav Av until Zayin Adar, Tesvav Av is when he saw that it was the Dora Midbar, not everyone's dying. So he said, maybe I have a chance also. You make a cheshbon, there are 515 Shemoneh Esreis from Tesvav Av to Zayin Adar. But there's a different shot that, yeah, the tefillah is given up a night, the hair night connect. There was one tefillah that said, Ahavti Zadoni Sishtik Esbonai. And the Rabbani Shalom says back, Al Toysef Dabareva. Zokar Bishul Leib Diskin, brought down Rabbi Chanan, Kirk Shirim. An Eved Nirtza says, Ahavti Zadoni Sishtik Esbonai. Lo Yetzei Chofshi. And there's a din in the Torah, he becomes a Nirtza. Va'avodei Lo'ilam. Vod Moshe Rabbeinu das Gizot, and that's what he wanted. He wanted the koyach of Eved Nirtza. He says, I'm going to continue with them at Eretz Yisrael. Yeh me'uri, v'nish me'uri, v'am an Eved Nirtza. What did the Abish to tell him? We know by Nirtza, the halacha, in Omar Yoymar, ad she yoymar v'yishli, he has to say it tzvei mol. That's the sugi in Kedushin. The Eved Nirtza has to say it tzvei temol. Zog to the boy Nishlelam, al toysif davenel. Zog nishna tzvei temol. Don't say it again. You'll say it again, you'll have to go in. That's the din. Koyach ha-toyra, Eved Nirtza goes in. Al toysif davenel. Don't say it a second time. But Lamaisa by the Eved Nirtz, if he wants to, he says, he gets a ritziah by the oizen. Why by the oizen? So the Gemara says, oizen zu, sheshomal har sinai lo signoi. Holach zu v'gonav. The Taz, in Choshe Mishpat, in Simen Sameach, says, shenem ches, lo signoi in the Aseres Adibaris is going and going with the Foshas. Was Oizen Zuch Shemal Har Sinai? Eved Ivri is Nimkar for Gnevas Momen. Zok the Taz, this is the third time, Zok the Taz, Monafshach. Oibder Eved Ivri, he understands, and he knows Parshas Yisroi, Luchas Mishoinis, Luchas Nias, he knows Parshas in Vayikra where it says, like Signoifu again. So he knows, is that based? But Elamah, you want to say he only knows the Aseres Adibaris. If he only knows the Aseres Adibaris, he thinks that like Signoif and Aseres Adibaris means money, don't worry. Mamonoshach, he got the message. Oizen zu shesham, azay zok tetaz, v'shuchnot.
So what's the makar that Oizen signal is going and getting the fascists?
The Chazal.
In Torah Shema Peh. It's not coming from the fact that...
What do you mean? There's two psukim.
It's not coming from the fact that I would think that it's...
There's two psukim, one in Yisra'el and then there's again in Sefer Vayikra. If he knows Chumash, so then he knows this too, he understands once for Mammon. If he only knows Aseres HaDibros, Dibas Veis and Aseres HaDibros, know that Leisignev is going on money. There's a Gebaldik and Musa there over here of a Nirtza. The Nirtza doesn't want to change, he doesn't want to shtag, he doesn't want to get out of his matziv. I'm in a rut, they say. People come to Rebbe, I'm in a rut. He doesn't want to get out of it. That's a Nirtza. He wants to stay in the same matziv. That's a Gefer L'Chazach. A person is not supposed to be in a Mestapik B'muat in Ruchnius. A person has to want to grow bigger, change, go weiter. So we do a Ritziya B'Oizen. The Gemara says in Kedushin that you do the Ritziya in Oizen Yamin. Because there's a Gzera Shava from other places by the Hasham Mitzoyre, is Oizen Yamin. Is the emphasis, the Gemara had a Shachar Batariya. The Hadmin was Oizen Smoil. Gzera Shava, Oizen, you do Oizen Yamin. Ha Oizen. So there's a Kasha from the Chanukah Satoira. Why would I think the Oizen Smoil Dafka? You need a Yalfusa Oizen Yamin. Why would the Pashtas be the Oizen Smoil? So he says, Einfach. He says, the Pasuk says, in the end of Dvarim, Yiminoi Eish Das Lami, the Torah, the Talmud, Eish Das Lami, his Talmud. The Torah came from the Yamin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, if the Torah came from the Yamin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we did a Trefzach. Klal Yisrael is Mul HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And went into the Oizen Smoil, from the Yamin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Oizen Zul Sheshava Bar Sinai was the Oizen Smoil. That's why you would think you're supposed to be Marzeh, the Oizen Smoil. As I sagt, the Chanukah is a Torah, Ad Kan. Frekich HaShayel. The Pasuk says, Kamash Mohan Gzer Shava, you do Oizen Yamin. What's Taki the Pshat? A good the Pshat, the Chanukah Seder. Why would I think that you do the Ritzi and the Oizen Yamin? So I wanted to say, you're supposed to do, there's a famous Medrash, Vayish by Yisrael, in the last parasha, a person is Shmias Oizen, the Oizen is a Meir Dika Koyach, the Gemara brings a Medrash, that when a person hears something, it goes into his Ramachi Varim, Shmias a Meir Dika Koyach, from the Koyach HaShmia, if you hear and you dare hear, it goes arayin into your duch and duch. What's the problem with this person? It went in one ear, right out the other ear. Didn't go into the system. So which is the oizen that had the problem? The oizen yamin, the rein gelost. The reiz gelost. Efshe. I'm not sure if it's bederach melitza or... you could say, fault. Agzer shov is agzer shov. Beseida. Eichet good. You have Gantz Baba Kami, the Arbovis Nezikin. Shoyer, Boyer, Ma, Veheber, the Nesiva Sholem talks about the Indian of Arbovis Nezikin is an Indian of Avoidus Hashem. A person has to work on all his Pagamim. And he says that each one of these Avis Nezikin is a representative. Shoyer is Gaiva. Boyer is Yiyush. Mave is Taibus Achilo. Hever is the Eish of the Yetzihara. And a person has to work on these Arbovis Nezikin, Ibitz Ashtaigin. The other Svarim, the Al-Shech Betzim Afanor in the parasha says that Shor Bor Mava Hever represents the different Goliaths. He works out that Shor goes on Bavel, Bor is Modai, Mava is Yavon, Hever is Edoim, and he has his bearing for all of those in Yonim. There's an interesting Ramami Panu. He says that Shor Bor Mava Hever is Rosh Tevis Sivmo. In Parshas Masei, the last city in Eber HaYarden, the last klipa right before entering Eretz Yisrael, the Pasuk says is Sivma. The Ramami Panu explains that Sivma represents that Grois klipa before going into Eretz Yisrael, going into Kedusha, going into Avodas Hashem, going into the Tzara Toiv, you have to Tzubrech Dorch Sivma. I don't remember all the Pratim of Ibeduchsech, when we learned Baba Kama, this Ramami Panu was a good makar to answer quite a few questions. Such as Tosis asks, why is the order of the Mishnah Shor Bor Mava Hever and not a different order? Why does it say Hever? Let it say Eish. Why does it say Mava? Let it say Mefurish Regel or Karen, whichever Pshat the Gemara had Mava is. It's grad interessant that Sivma Vichohena, there was Etel Chakashis. I mean, once we told Dorch, maybe if Shemur and Ten Kashis, Kamen Enfin, Mithis Rami Mami Panu, Lagabi, the Trinus Asugi in Baba Kama. Ayin tachas ayin, shein tachas shein, yod tachas yod, regel tachas rogel, Rosh Tevis Oshir, ayin shein regel, yad regel, Rosh Tevis Oshir. If someone has an ayin and a yad and a shein and a regel, you should know he's a reicher man, she's very rich. What would a person pay if he had a shash? Maybe he needs an operation and he's going to become blind. $1 million he would pay? He's Mr. a millionaire. You have ayin, shein, yad, and regel. The pasuk says ayin tachas ayin. It's very interesting. Rabbi Yaakov Reischer, Hagoyin Rabbi Yaakov Reischer, is the Baal Shvus Yankov. He wrote a comments for him, the Tshuva Shvus Yankov. He also wrote a pirish called Ein Yaakov. He has a sefer Ein Yaakov, and he wrote a pirish, and he took the Agadatas of Gemara, and he has a pirish on Ein Yaakov. He writes in that Doma, he was the Rav in Prague. He was the Rav in Metz. He was born in Prague. He was Rav in Metz. And he became blind, or Akopana very close to being blind, and he realized it's mamish keferlich. And he dived into the Rabbi Nishleilim, and he said he was mavtiach because he had this plan to write the Pirush of Ein Yaakov, Ein Yaakov. And his name was Yaakov Raisha. And he was mavtiach that if he's going to be matzliach, and the Abish is going to bring him back his Ma'ar Einov, he's going to write Ein Tachas Ein. He was Nisrape, and he wrote the Sefer Ein Yaakov. That's what he writes in Magdoma. Ayin tachas ayin. Ein Yaakov. Gave him back my eyes. I saw another Amorita Gemaisa. There's a Sefer Oitz place I tell you. It brings a fascinating Maisa. He said, if you go to Har Menuchas, there's a kever from a person over there. It says his name was Rabbi Lezer Yosef Lederberg. And it says on his Matseva, Rabbi Lezer Yosef Lederberg, here but story of Barabim, Lama Gaza Bal Peh, Yosef Me'arbe Elef Pa'omim Mesech the Beitz of Rosh Hashanah. They say Rabbi Moshe Feinstein learned Shas more than 200 times, Shagas Aryeh, Shas over 1,000 times. I have to finish Shas every 2 days. I mean, he said he learned Baal Peh, Beitz and Rosh Hashanah 4,000 times. The story behind this Maisa he brings is that, again, there was a similar story. He had a chashash, he's going to become blind, and he was told he needs an operation, but the operation maybe will be successful, but maybe even worse, and then his mamash could be in the fence there, and Tunkel mamash blind. So he told the doctors he wants to wait 6 months till he does the operation. He learned Masechta Beitz and Rosh Hashanah, Baal Peh, Mamash Yoshev HaHofach, and his plan was, Rechman Utslan, if the Nituach is not Matzliach, he's going to be able to learn Keseder, Nochmal, 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 Beitz and Rosh Hashanah. He went and did the operation. The operation was Matzliach. He got his eyesight back. And he said, if it wasn't Matzliach, what was my plan? Ich hab zugesagt, Beitz and Rosh Hashanah. So and it says, I'm going to say, 4,000 times, Beitz and Rosh Hashanah, Ayin Tachas Ayin. The kevers, it says the name, Rabbi Lezer Yosef Lederberg. The chiyuv of Dalet Vehei. A fascinating idea. When a person steals, he has to pay kefel. And if it's Tavach Humach or Dalet Vehei. So first of all, Dover Poshet Moed, I just saw yesterday, Mam Shavit Mavel, I mean, maybe it's Poshet Royal. Rabbeinu Bechayis, what's the fact you pay kefel? You steal, by God, if you pay kefel, what's the fact kefel? He says it's the din of kasher zomam lasis lachiv. You stole $100 from somebody. You were going to cause him a loss of $100. No, so first we'll pay him back, and then we want to punish you that you should have a loss of $100. It's the din of kasher zomam. Oh, but so the vayter you have that if it's tavach u'machah you pay dalet vehei. The Gemara says in Baba Kama, in the end of Merubah and Ayin Tes, why is there a difference that by a shoyer you pay 5, and by a say, you only pay 4. So the Gemara brings a machloikis. Rav Meir says, Re'ei godel koichah shel malacha. When you steal a shoy, mavatel malacha, you can do malachis harisha. Because of the bitl malacha, you pay an extra mo. Mashen can buy a say, only 4. The next line, the Gemara says, Rav Yechim and Zakeh Omer, Re'ei ma godel kovet abris. When you steal a say, there's bizyonis, you have to carry it. So for the bizyonis, you get a discount, one less. L'chayra, if you ma'ayin, and this machlokes Rav Meir and Rav Yechon and Ben Zakkai, Rav Meir is saying that be'etzem, I don't know why, but be'etzem, the price is 4. No, that's the bit of malach, noch a klapa, a fifth of all. And Rav Yechon and Ben Zakkai is saying, pumfakev, he's saying, be'etzem, the oynish is 5. You get a discount for the bizyonis. You can't help with both shatim. Targum Yonison brings both shatim. He says, by a shor, you pay 5 because of bitl malach, and by a say, you pay 4 because you got bizyonis. It's a gaitnish, it's a klapnish. Now, the pashtus is, when we say you pay Arba v'chamisha, there's a lomdash hakir. Is it pshat kefel plus another 2? And by a shor, kefel plus another 3? Or no, arois mit kefel, it's an ayin and a 4 and 5. A b'luchayr, less man the polig. Kemat, less man the polig, that 4 means 4, and 5 means 5, including the keren. Keren and another 3. And by a shoyer keren and another 4. Right? It doesn't mean 4 besides the keren, that by a set 5 and by a shoyer 6. Did anyone see someone that says it like that? He didn't. Our shoyer Yumadav Chabez that says that the reason why David HaMelech was punished that he was Netzareya, him and his Arba Bonov, is because Gezelas Kipsas Arosh, the Navi told him that when he took Batsheva, it's Gezelas Kipsas Arosh, so he's going to be Nenesh Kemishpat Haseh, Lekach Nenesh Hu V'Arba Bonov, Kemishpat Keren V'Arba. What state in this Marsha? That it's five. Someone wanted to tell me that the Pshat in the Marsha is because Be'etzem, Ba'yaseh, really it is five. But you get one off because of the Bezioinis. And the Mela, it's not a cheshbon of the Bezioinis, so it's five. I don't know, it's not going to stem with the Marsha and Baba Kama that Gufa asks, what if you steal a small cow? And what if you steal a big set? The Marsha says, Loi Pluk! Marsha says in Baba Kama, Loi Pluk, steer in the Marsha. Unless you tell me that the Marsha holds that it's Taka Karen, Void Arba.
No, this is the Inyan of Set, it's not a set.
But the Inyan of Set is Karen Void Sholish. By a set, it's Karen Void Sholish. The Marsha is saying, David va Arba Bon of Nenshu. Kemishpat Aseh. David va Arba Bon of Nenshu.
It's not a set.
Yeah, but by set, it's one and three.
It would be a set, it would be a low flow. But this is
Kemishpat. Okay, Kenzain. Zeshverazach. Is the parsha of by Ksuba, by Ma'anis, Kesef Yishkol Kimoy Harabsulois. The Makar, according to the Mandi Omer, that Ksuba is Dairais, it's a machlokes of Ksuba Dairais or Ksuba de Rabbonon. Like the Mandi Omer, Ksuba Dairais, we learn it out from here. Kesef Yishkol Chamishim Shekel, how much is Chamishim Shekel? 200 Zuz. Chamishim Shekel is 200 Zuz. 4 Zuz in a Shekel. So that's the Makar, that is Masayim Zuz for Psula. By Almona, it goes down to a money. Almona. Either Almona means Almona, not a money. You mean you take one money off? Well, like the Rishash says, it's like in French, you say always El before. Right? El money. You only get a money. La money. Say that. Where do you see in the words Kemayer Absulois that it's a remez? The Rishonim say it's a remez for the Masayim Zuz. So there's interesting Pshatim. First of all, besides the Pasha the Pshat, that Chamishim is Reish, this is brought down in the Rishonim, the Daskenim. Reish is Reish Yud Shin. Reish Yud Shin is 510. Masayim Zuz is Gematria 510. Okay, if it works. Now, we write on a Ksuba Taka Masayim Zuz. The Gemara says in Ksubas that by a Koyin, the Ksuba is 400 Zuz. And there's even an Idin that by the Almona Koyin goes down to 100 or to 200. It's a Sugi in Ksubas Yudbeis. So there are those that tiny that Almona's Koyin, by Psula. Psula, by Koyin, the Ksuba Taka, the Ikr Ksuba is 400. There's a lot of rice that Avad, it's not that the Ikr Ksuba is 400. The Ksuba is 200. There's an automatic built in Tesefes, besides the Tesefes, of another 200. So I saw once a riot. The Ramban says that by Moiti Shemra, you pay 100 shekel, which is 400 zuz. Why by a Moiti Shemra do you pay 400 zuz? Zok the Ramban in Chumash in Kiseitzeh is because you shepherd and you want the Adrava say she doesn't deserve, we give you punishment of Kefel. So you pay 2 ksubis. You pay 100 shekel, which is 2 ksubis, 400 zuz. So in a Chochem at Gvot Tainan, so by a Koyin, if he's Moiti Shemra, by a Koyin that's Moiti Shemra, the din should be should pay 200 shekel, 800 zuz. Zuloi shamanu. Kem and Zagan, because it's only Tosefes. Now the Ma'aseh said there is a din of Tosefes Ksuba, and L'choira, what would have been appropriate is Be'etzem the Minig, what the Sfaradim do, after they write the standard Nusuf, the Yemeschai, by the Sula Masayim Zuz, they write out a Schum in dollars, or shekel, or rupee, or rand, ichveis, whatever, yen, wherever you are. By the Ashkenazim, the Minig is anyone that comes from Poland, or Russia, or Hungary, all those countries, they write a generic nusach called, besides the Masayim Zuz, Yimischayiv, Masayim Skukin Kesef. What's Masayim Skukin Kesef? What's Skukin Kesef? The nusach of Skukin Kesef is from the Maharil, who lived in what today we call Germany, 800 years ago, 700 years ago, and the Chazanish held that he knows which coin it was, and you have to check. If you don't have internet, you can check the Yated Ne'eman every other week gives you the price of silver on the market. People need to know for Zkukin Kesef. They also need to know for Pidyon Aben and for Pidyon Maestris. Maestris Sheni, you need to know. But you need to know what the price of silver is. But you have to know what Zkukin Kesef is. The Chazanish has a Chumrah that he learns it's about 33 grams each Zkukin, which is a lot of money. But again, you have to know what we're writing when you write Skukin Kesef. But the truth is, if you look at the Poiskim in Shulchan Aruch by Hilchus Ksuba, they tiny that when we wrote Skukin Kesef, it changed. It depends where you were. The Maril in Germany, and where he was, wrote Skukin meant that kind of a coin. But as Klal Yisrael, Ashkenazim spread out, when they wrote Skukin in the 1500s, 1600s, 1700s, 1800s, it meant whichever country the standard silver coin that existed. Until people realized that 4 knacks is not really too much about silver anymore, and there is no money now. There's no kesef anymore. I'm not talking about Bitcoin, which is stamaz and demyonis. Maybe it's shove a kesef, you have to know. But even a dollar, it's not silver, it's not representing silver, it has nothing to do with silver. So it became a big tumult in the Paiskim. A lot of Achroinim hold that even though in the 1700s, 1800s, it meant whatever it meant, now you go back and it means the Maril's Skukin Kesef. But I don't know, why can't it be? I think Rav Moshe has a tshuva about it. Zol Zayin, you're a fourth generation Americana. Oh, but find out, if you're from Poland, so go check the last time when in Poland. I mean, why are you writing Skukin Kesef? Because that's what your father did, and that's what his father did, and that's what his father did. So in Poland in 1778, if there was a certain coin, and that's where you stammed from, so that's what you mean. So go check over there what it was. Somewhere in the 1800s it disappeared. Oh no, we go back to Skukin from the Maril, which then you have to know the weight over there. It's a big Arichas Dvarim. Zomanish Darfin, Zomanish Vis. The Pasuk says, packed Parsha, I said it has Baba Kama, Baba Metziah, Baba Basra. You also have Chulin. Basar Basada Trefa. Loisechelu, treifus, punkt in the daf yomi, the holding elu treifus. The Mishnah says there are 18 treifus. The Gemara says there's a couple of more. There's basgar, and then there's shev shmeitza. I mean, the Ksois wrote a sefer shev shmeitza. Mistami, he took the name from there. But shev shmeitza is another 7. The Gemara of treifus. The Rambam brings that there are 70 kinds of treifus. The truth is there are different cheshbonis. There are basically 8 categories of netula, Chaseira, Nekuva, Psuka, there are different kinds of treifus. I saw an interesting maisa by the Kovet. You don't really need a liver, even by liver transplants. They put a small piece in it, comes back bigger afterwards. According to some Baiskim, you need only 1 kezayis left of the Kovet. There's a maisa with the Chesam Sofer. My father told me this for a part of an interesting maisa. The Chesam Sofer, someone came to the Chesam Sofer, he wanted to become a Rav. He wanted to learn Rabbanus to be able to paskin on your day. And the Chasam Sofer saw that the Yid doesn't know too much about the sugyas. So Toich Advarim, that he's trying to give this guy a bechina, but it didn't get up to the bechina level. A lady came in with a chicken and grabbed a punk by this shiloh. The shiloh was, you have to check in the morah. There's a little green thing called morah right next to the kovet. And nitl amorah zichra treifa, but there are certain times that you have to check based on the morah. There's an Indian, you lick the kovet, and if it's bitter, then you know there was a morah there and it came out afterwards. So there's a certain way to check. So the Chasam Sofer wanted to see. He gave this yid. He says, give a machabedik in the morah, Darton. So the guy doesn't know. He didn't have the built hand ois v'hadar picture book. He turns the chicken this way. He turns the chicken this way. So the Chasam Sofer told him, Asra de morah lo yodata. You don't know where the morah is. Morah, the Asra. You want to be? You don't even know where the Asra. How are you going to be? Hey, you don't even know the Asra de Mora. How are you going to be a Mora de Asra? Interesting, I saw a similar story. I don't know which was Godly. Well, someone came to, also from this week's parsha. Someone came to a certain Godly, wanted to get a Bechina, and he saw that the guy is a Bor Ba'amoritz, Kilo, Sgeish. So he started telling him, you know. So the person answered back, Episode the Givis, and he said, Yiftach Bedoirai, Keshmuel Bedoirai. Yich bin a Shmuel, Yiftach Bedoirai. So the Rav wanted to answer him back. He says, the Pasuk says, Ki Yiftach Ish Boyer? Ki Yiftach Ish Boor? You're making it through to Yiftach. Yiftach is Mamish Given a Boor, but I'm already to say, Yiftach is Eichet am Adrega. Nit Shmuel, but say Yiftach. Ki Yiftach Ish Boor? You're trying to be Mr. Zemeich and Yiftach. Yeah, so much for those rabbis. Now, the mice like this. I had an interesting shiloh. Nowadays, with modern technology, a lot of things are different. Now, does this affect halacha? So guys, no, it doesn't affect halacha, no, form. Boy, side, if a baby is born in the 28th week of a pregnancy, where the Gemara in Shulchan Aruch says, if it's Shabbos, just throw it in the bag and wait till Mitzvah Shabbos and bury it. About it, that's not the din, you're a tzeach. I mean, there's ways to save it. So the halacha changes. So what's with the treifa? First of all, there's a big shaila before modern technology that there are certain things that the Gemara says treifa that l'chayr we know the animal could live. So does the din change? It's motam mishmei from the Chazon Ish that our alpayim shnois toira is the keveya for toira, even though later it changes the metzias, the keveya for treifas remains. The Gemara b'chol says that cats and lions have a certain poison in their claws. We don't see this poison, but the Gemara says that's what Drus is. Okay, Emunas Chazal. But I want to ask a different akuda. Nowadays, you have a person can have hashtala, vizokmin, a transplant. A guy, you could give him new lungs, you give him new heart, new liver. There's all kind of transplants. What would be you gave a behemoth a transplant? The Mishnah says Natul Areya, Nekev Betchoil. I mean, what if you gave it a transplant? So one thing I can tell you for sure, if you give a transplant, you give it a new veshet. A veshet is you have the shech, the veshet and the koneh. If you give it a new veshet, a plastic one, not a real one basically, but a plastic one, that zikr you can't eat. Shechit is the shech, the veshet, hanishkin veshet. What if you gave it a different animal's veshet? And bechlal, on the other eivarim, how would you be kaveya? What's considered the... Now another thing that's very interesting is, we don't check for all the yudches treifas. We're samechan roiv. Samechan roiv. Roiv behemes and treifas. Certain treifas we check. Astamas, you don't check all the treifas. L'chayra, it's a big machlekes rishonim, but we paskin, we handle this in ksubas. There's a din sveik sveik adil of rurei. Or who are then roiv, the ikal of rurei. Machlekes rishonim. L'chayra, how do you drink milk? How do you drink milk? Maybe the cow is a treifa. There are people that don't drink milk, thak. How do you drink milk? Roy, right, Ben is any treifa. Well, every time you give milk, you have to shech the cow, and then you're going to run out of milk, yeah? But why can't you do a cow scan? Why can't... Now, with modern technology, it's equal of Rory. It's equal of Rory. Make the power go through a certain MRI, BRI, CRI, face, or something. You should know if it's not a treifa. So I asked someone, he said, it's very expensive. Equal of Rory has Gedorim. I said, I don't know. More than that, let's say there's a machine that's not so expensive, it won't tell you all the treifas. I'll say alumnus. There's a machlokes a poiskim, prima godim, chodesh, all this. Is there a din of ikal of ruri if you can only invar b'mixas? So that I don't know, but if ikal of ruri b'mixas doesn't mechayiv you, so I can say a shtikal azot. A machine that's going to tell you can say all the treifas not, mistomet, that doesn't go into the level of ikal of ruri, mistomet, come out, not check. But elamai, but there should be a standard basic chveis that some, there's ways with, I mean, it wouldn't be so expensive even, that you should know certain basic treifas that are not by the behema. Loy shaman loy rino that the yichayim. I don't know, but now it's doch parshas mishpat in here. I want to put together baba kama with chulin.
Because the way is motzi.
What? Yeah, motzi. I understand, but I'm asking. But even without motzi, but by re motzi. But I'll give you a different example. There's a din kroy mamor. What's that? Agrus. Nik of kroy mamoyach. Yeah, nik of kroy mamoyach. You don't have to check. But if the behemoth is nikav krum amoyach, it's a treifa. Someone asked me a shayla today. I don't know what's the din. A guy shechts a cow. He has a business. He shechts this cow. Everything looks good. I mean, the basics that he has to check, he checks. He's ready to sell it. You know, it's the same cows. Some go to the Rabbanot, some go to Bedad, some go to Bells, Satmar. It's all the same animals. Chakoponim. Some goes to the Waldorf. It's all... Someone, oyber chocham, not the owner of the cow, goes and checks the moyach and he sees there's a nekev. He goes over to the owner and he says, there's a nekev. Erech and emavisunin, there's a nekev. It's a treifa now. This cow was going to be worth $13,000 of meat and now he sells to a goy, it's worth only $4,000. He's chayv. He's chayv to pay him, he caused him a loss. He didn't have to check, that wasn't the din. Kupnish is a problem. He came, I'll make the kasha worse. The guy that checked, it's the guy's enemy, it's the guy's competitor. He's out for him. Oh, but he's not going to be. You have to pay. I mean, there's a din of a hezach sheni nikar, metamet tarez of shel chavera. Here it's matrif ksheiros of shel chavera. But not matrif. He didn't do a pula. He was my din that there's a nekiv in the karum. You have to ask. I don't know if that's. You have to ask. I'm not going to ask. You have also the ganza sugi of nasav and ishma. There's a remez. There's a remez. I don't know who made the prokim here, we don't really know, but if you want to be medayik, there's a remez that the pasuk of Nasav and Ishma is perek chav dalid, pasuk zayin. 24-7. Nasav and Ishma means gam bein astorim, gam bein azmanim, also on Friday, 24/7 is Nasaf and Ishma. That's the big yisoy. One other sugya will chop a rhyme. Mamish at the end of the parsha, there's a pasuk. We did Baba Kama a little bit. We did Chulin. Baba Metzia. It's Baba Kama. It's Baba Metzia. Mi bal dvarim yigash aleihem. The Gemara Baba Kama daf mem vav says that mi bal dvarim yigash aleihem is the makar midairaisa for the din of a moitzim acharei olav arai. On this pasuk. Now the Gemara says a fascinating Gemara. It's very not very often you have this. The Gemara says lomali kra svarahu. Here's the Gemara. Lomali kra. Svara, what are you pasuk for? If you do what the Pnei Yeshua says, you know, mamash in a nutshell, because it's a big sugya. But in the din of Amoitzim Echavel of Araya, there's kama v'kama sugyas chamuris and shas. I'll give you a few examples. I want to talk about interesting things. There are a few major sugyas that deal with how strong is Amoitzim Echavel of Araya. What if the person that's muhsik on the money is a shema, and the person coming against him is a bari? Bori b'shema, machlokes amiroi. Rav Yehuda v'Rav Huna amri, Bori odif. Bori odif. Rav Nachman v'Rav Yochanan amri, Hamitzim Chavel v'Rai. So it's not so pushing if a Bori goes against the Shema. Another sugya chamura is, what about Roiv? What if the Teveya has a Roiv? Yet is a Mugzik. It's Yedua, there's a famous Kashi, the Ksoi said, the Shef Shmai Tzeas, Rubu v'Chazok and Rubu odif. Yeah, but we don't pass like that. We pass an Ein Olchem b'mam and Achra Roiv. Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. How does this thing with Rubu v'Chazaka is a bizunder ishmus. But that's another sugi. Roiv against Chazaka. Let me give you two other examples. Migu. Can a Migu go against the Cheskes Mavi? So that is no Gemara, but it's a Machlekes Mishayim, Ramban and Toysos. If Migu lo, it's see, I'm reading. And a fourth one, an innocent sounding one, is Tokve Koin, which without the gory details and all the Balagan, it's where the Tfisa can go against the Hamoitzim. Someone's a Mosek, but I made a Tfisa, now I turn the tables. So let me ask someone. Tfisa, Migu, Roiv, or Baru? Can they be the Mukhzik? Big sugya. These sugyas aren't all these epizet. One is the sugya Bari Vashem, one is the sugya Enochamam and Acharoid, sugya of Migu. I want to tell the Olam of Yehidiyah. There's a Pnei Yeshua in Gittin, that Memches. The Gemara over there in Gittin, Memches says, Sumcha says, Yachloiku, and the Rabbanan say, no, Zekla Godel, but didn't Amoitzim Echavel of Arayim. So the Gemara, Zekla Godel, what's Zekla Godel? Afilu Bari Vashem, Afilu Roif. Rashi over there says, Zekla Godel, but didn't Amoitzim Echavel of Arayim. Rashi and Gittin, in the beginning of Hanizokin, the first Amr of Hanizokin, Mi Balvor Miga Shalom. In fact, the Pnei Yeshua and Gittin. Why does Rashi have to say Mi Balvor Miga Shalom? The Gemara ends up saying Lomali Kros Svaro. What's the Svaro? The Svaro is the Gemara says, Man de Koiv Lekiva Azla Bayasya. You're the one with the problem, I'm holding the money. You have a problem. Go bring a doctor. Zok the Pnei Yeshua, I'll use it with my Sprach. A guy has a problem because he's holding the money, the other one has the problem. You have to be a doctor. What kind of a doctor? Professional, PhD, top of the line, charges X amount an hour per minute. That kind of doctor? Who knows? I'll be a doctor. You know, everyone says, Amoitzim Echavel of Raya means a Raya. Raya is with Eidus. Zok the Pnei Yeshua. If Amoitzim Echavel of Raya is a posik, so it's a posik and then it insists, Hamoitzim Echavel of Raya, nothing less than Raya. Not Bori, not Roy, nothing less than Raya. But if it would only be a Svara, okay, you need a doctor. I brought you a doctor. His name is Bori. His name is Roy. Ech, the doctor. Ech. This is not much like what Pnei Yeshua says. But I'm getting confused because I saw Rav Elchanan and Koivet Zahara says the same thing about Tfisa and other places they say about Migu. I don't know, but it would be quite weird if the Machlekes Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna against Rav Nachman about Bori and the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel about Roy. And the Machlekes Rishonim about Migul Hoitzi and the Sugya of Tokfei Koyin, which is the Machlekes Rambam Rai, but how we paskin, are all talking one thing. Whether Amoitzim Echavel of Rai is a Pasuk. Or is far? If it's a Pasuk. So then nothing doing, you need a Rai, not Tfisa, not Migul, not Roy, not Bari. And I got a few things to the list, but we're not going to find. I don't know. I'm putting together a Pnei Yeshua with Rabbi Chanan with this, but as I come to this, Zom Ram, whether Mibal Dvar, Mika Shalem, is the Kaideh of Amoitzim Echavel of Rai, or is it a Svarah?